Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bellied Up podcast presented by Fleet Farm.
Man's mall, baby.
I'm here with Miles, the You Betcha guy. Miles, if you don't know his last name, Mont Pleasure means Mount Pleasure.
I'd prefer you not to just blast my personal information all over the internet.
Oh, please. Please.
Why don't you just tell him my blood type and my social security number while you're at it?
I actually do know his social security number. He keeps it, his social security card in his junk drawer, like any good red-blooded Midwesterner. And I stole it. He still doesn't know. Anyway, my name is Charlie Behrens. I'm cooler than Miles, and we are here today to take some calls. And Miles never lets me intro the freaking podcast.
I'm so right now.
Now I'm doing it, and I'm feeling awkward.
You're panicking.
I like this bar. We're at Puddler's over here. Look at this nice. This is what
that looks like. Something out of the Peaky Blinders.
Steel. Yeah. I mean, look at that mustache. Holy smokes!
That's probably one of my ancestors.
That is a lot of good mustaches back in. These were the Puddlers. These were the Puddlers.
Those were Puddlers.
So this is the second edition of the Puddlers history lesson.
Yeah.
Puddling iron is the process of taking pig iron and making wrought iron.
What pig is pig iron?
It's just a mixture of all different kinds of ores. That's the original process for making iron is puddling iron.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, thanks for the history lesson. And how'd they get those stashes like that?
Back to France, the Eiffel Tower is 100% puddled iron.
Oh,
no kidding.
That's what it says on the little thing over here.
Oh, we should have read the walls before we started doing it.
Sample. Oh,
I could have given you the tour, but.
This is puddled iron right here, right here, right now.
So before steel, iron was the strongest.
Before steel was iron, that was the strongest.
Well, I mean, the iron steel's age, pretty strong.
Well, that's what I'm saying, before steel.
Yeah.
Steel had not been invented
so
yet.
So will the Eiffel Tower someday fall because it's not as strong as steel?
Hopefully.
That will be cut out.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm kidding. That was my joke. That was my joke on top of his joke.
What's the Statue of Liberty made of? You're like, you're copper. Brass and copper. What's stronger, puddled iron or brass and copper?
Puddled iron.
Why would you even ask that?
So I see what they did. They gave it as a gift, and they knew it wasn't going to last as long as the Eiffel Tower.
They knew it was going to turn green on us.
Yeah.
They did. They knew that.
Now they laugh.
They laugh. And mock. You could?
Oh, yeah, you could. I never even thought of it.
Wouldn't that be funny if someone tried to scrap that sucker?
That's why they put it on the island.
Yeah, because no pickup truck could get there.
I used to work with a guy. He'd be out there a little snipper, and he'd just be trying to take pieces at a time.
Well, I did one piece at a time. Yeah. You know, metal's worth a lot. Thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, joke's on the French, though, because Eiffel Towering means something completely different.
All right, Miles, why do you have to take it there?
Statue of Liberty.
It's a family show. It's a family show, okay? I will not be giving you a high five after that dumb joke.
You will later.
God, you can't take this guy anywhere. You know, I mean, honestly, I am holding down the mature realm of this podcast. I brought in the history lesson. Miles brought the sophomoric humor. And you're going to have to confess that. You know, that is a sin, and we'll just have to go with it. Anyway, so, Miles, are you done laughing at your joke?
I'm not laughing. Jared's laughing.
Oh, Jared's laughing. Anyway, we got another great podcast coming up. And, you know, Miles, fall is getting closer and closer. I mean, it's here, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's got their favorite activity that they do in the fall. Some people like driving to look at the leaves. Some people like putting a hoodie on and drinking hot cider and saying it's hoodie weather. Some people like going pumpkin picking. Some people like picking apples. Some people like picking cherries. Some people like picking
their nose.
So what, Miles, do you enjoy most about fall?
I pick my nose once in a while. I don't know why it's such a stigma. If I'm sitting in my house, I'm going to get that bat in the cave.
Miles, I came at you with a very interesting question. You took it in a different way. So
you've picked your nose before.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
I don't know why there's such a stigma around picking your nose.
There shouldn't. You know what? Honestly, you're right. There should not be a stigma around picking your nose or picking your toes.
Okay? You're asking what
or
I
picking
like to
your
do
nose with
fall?
Your toes. Yeah. What do you like to do in the fall?
I mostly just watch football.
That's it.
I mean, there are some Saturdays and Sundays where if I'm on the couch for 20 total hours.
You don't get a bed sore from that?
Well, you got to get up once in a while and make sure you're not getting any blood clots, you know.
What's your trainer going to say about this? Aren't you on a...
Well, you grind during the week
days?
So you can sit on the couch on the weekends. That's everyone knows that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And what's your favorite team to watch?
The Iowa Hawkeyes.
How about professional?
I'm kind of a fantasy football guy, so I like to not stick to one team.
Do you gamble on your fantasy football?
Well, I could if I wasn't in North Dakota. Oh, you fantasy football? Are they just talking about games in general?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you like a DraftKings kind of guy? Do you do?
I am a DraftKings guy. Yeah. Actually, Especially when I'm in Iowa, they got a lot of you can gamble there. So.
Yeah. And do you think they should bring gambling to North
Dakota? We should just make it legal everywhere.
Isn't it crazy that it's not gambling? I don't understand what the problem with gambling is other than people losing their houses and stuff.
I mean, but you could say that about anything.
Oh, I am pro gambling. Trust me. Yeah. I gamble plenty.
Also, if you make it legal, there's less of a rush for people who like doing it illegally.
Mm.
You know, so they do it less. There's no, you know, it's like. Yeah.
You want to hear a funny gambling story?
I do, Charles.
I was doing a show at a casino. My grandma was there because she only comes, well, not only, but mostly comes to my shows there at casinos.
She dropped $100 in a penny slot or what?
Well, she was out of money and then I showed up. Have I told this story here?
No.
Okay. I showed up to the deal and she got there early to start gambling. I got there for a lunch. So I was going to a lunch and I saw her. I said, Grandma, how you doing? She was sad. She's like, I'm not doing good. I was like, why? She's like, I'm out of money. And then I gave her $20 and she said, thank you. And she hugged me. And then I didn't see her until for 3 hours. She came into the green room, $1,800 in her pocket.
Did she at least give you your 20
back?
She
gave me the 20 back.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks,
Meemaw. I had her
counting the money. And then she goes, I do the show. And someone came to the meet and greet, was sitting next to my grandma. I was like, where'd my grandma go? If you saw her, he's like, oh, she made a beeline back to the casino.
Yeah.
Came back in. I think she had like probably $800 after that. So, you know, got her out at not the best time, but, you know, decent time.
Well, you know, Mimi, I'm sure, had a good time doing it.
I just call her Grandma. Jisoo, something like that. Well, Grandma Sue.
People these days call their...
They have all the different names.
Peepaw, Meemaw, Seesaw, you know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Nana. I had Nana on the other side.
Yeah.
She passed. Do you have other names for your grandma?
Nope, just Grandma, Grandpa.
For both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Charles.
Yeah, I'm glad I could share that with you.
I'm glad that your grandma, though, is like a lot of our other grandmas. My grandma would also... spend a lot of time at the slot machine. Just
gotta get your kicks, just gotta get your thrills.
Now you don't even have to pull anymore. You used to have to actually pull the lever.
I know that is my. And that's a better workout. It's a better workout pulling the deal.
Helped with the blood clots.
Yeah, you know? I know they got to bring that back. But yeah.
Speaking of blood clots, we should probably get up, move around a little bit, Charles, and let's get into some callers.
All right, let's do it. Hello, welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who are we talking to today?
You are talking to Carson from Milwaukee.
Carson from Milwaukee. I like the energy in your voice. Oh, my gosh, Carson. Jeez Louise.
What are you doing right now?
It is 3 o'clock on a Tuesday.
I'm working the con walk right now.
You're running on 8 cups of coffee in a fucking dream. Am I right?
I just got some Purple Sunday from Eau Claire not that long ago.
Let's go, baby. Went
you
on a little Holly run.
Amped, dude. You
went
are
on a little
amped.
Holly run.
What's cooking? What can we help you with today?
So, if you give me a second, I'm going to throw on my AirPods real quick.
My
microphone's a little broken.
No, I can tell because you're screaming from afar, but it sounds good. It's like a good energetic. Oh, you got a cough there. Might want to get that there checked out.
I've got my AirPods in now.
Get the AirPods
in. I don't know.
In.
I kind of prefer the other way.
Yeah, just keep screaming the way you were. Carson's got it.
My mom needs some help.
Your mom needs some help.
So my mother lives in Waukesha.
God bless her.
She is a classic Midwest lady.
Sounds
good. How so?
She has been... She is a very, very non-materialistic person. She likes a good boiled brat from a PBR. She likes a good Harley man. She's not a prissy Shorewood mom. She's like a... Like, you know what I mean? She's more of a gritty, dirt under the fingernails woman. She's not. She's just very, very down to earth.
Salt of the earth type of woman.
The last few years. Yeah. Basically what I'm looking for is just how do I get her out there? I mean, she is an amazing person to be around. She just doesn't put herself out there to meet men. But she's a mature man. Okay. I have to put that out there.
How old of a guy is she looking for? Are you looking for her?
Oh, so she prefers older men. She's 43 years old. I think she would probably prefer somebody 49, a little salt and pepper on the hair.
Okay. A little salt and pepper on the hair, around 50 years old, fella. Yeah. Okay, does she like bowling?
She does, in fact, like bowling.
I would say bowling, I would get her in a bowling league, first of all. I would just start getting her in leagues,
absolutely
around the activities that she likes. And before you know it, she's in a bowling league. She's on this team. She sees Dan from across the way who's got, them nice bowling shoes. He's not renting them.
I mean, honestly, just going to the bowling alley in general, not even being in the league, just going to karaoke night at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Going and just hanging out.
Cousin Carrie.
Yeah, karaoke.
Karaoke?
Great gal.
Karaoke. I haven't talked to her in a while. How's she doing?
Oh, she's pretty good. Yeah, she's just drinking a liney at home.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good for her. Well, tell her we says hi. And get your mom in a bowling league, for cripe's sakes.
I know. She just, she's just content with, Captain Morgan and Coke at home and not doing anything.
Yeah.
Really?
She put herself out there, but guess what? That's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, so here's another question. This is a little deeper question. Do you want her to meet a guy, or does she want to meet a guy?
Well, I wanted to meet a guy so she, stop calling me.
I knew that was probably the answer. I knew. I was going to say, is it because she's always in your business, or is it because she wants to meet a guy?
It's a little bit of both. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Now, Carson.
It's all right, though.
I understand. It makes sense. It's a lot to deal with when you're trying to deal with your own life, and then your mom is kind of hall monitoring you. I get that.
And guys are a pain in the ass. You got to remember whatever you hook her up with in that regard, that's going to be a little problematic for her at some point. So you don't want to take full responsibility. You don't want to straight up introduce her to a guy, set her up. Because then if it doesn't work out, well, then you're getting a double whammy. You're getting all the stuff she's, wants you to improve in your life. And then she's going to give you some shit about introducing her to a weirdo.
So, well, talk to me about this. How old are you yourself?
21. Just turned January.
I think that you're kind of in the age where mom's still worried about what you got going on. I think that in a couple years you might be all right. If she's still single at that point, I think it's kind of one of those things. It's like, hey, if she wants to meet a guy, she'll do the effort. But if not, I don't know.
Carson, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not.
Are you single?
Yes.
Well, you could be married. Miles gave me a look like, well, you do the math. Yeah. Well, okay. Here's what I recommend you do. And it's a bold plan.
I think I know where you're going with this, and I like it.
You get a picture of your mother, put it in your wallet,
Not what I thought you were going
to get a
with.
Picture of your mother, put it in your wallet, and then you go up. Actually, I suppose you could just have a picture of her on your phone these days.
Wallet's cooler.
Wallet's cooler. It means like you thought about that. You but didn't just think of it that night.
They also might expect it. It might like be like, wow, he's too much of a mama's boy. You well, be careful with the.
You don't know where I'm going yet. You okay. don't know where I'm going yet. So then find a gal that you're personally attracted to and say, hey, what's your name? And she's going to say her name. Amy. Are you from around here? You know, yes, she is. Well, great. My mom is actually single and I know you're out here doing your thing. I wonder if you have any advice or maybe know anybody that you could hook her up with. You know, it's like you're asking her for help.
That segues into what I thought you should do. Find a girl who's got a single dad.
Yeah, you guys can be steps.
Yeah, brother and sister. That sounds like fun.
I did not think that through. I did not think.
Oh, man. just
make sure the
fryer. I don't know if I can get away without a felony on that one.
Yeah.
No,
you're not getting a felony for dating your stepsister. I mean, haven't you seen Step by Step? Didn't one of them date in that?
Why did I not think that through all the way? That was such a bad advice.
Yeah,
God, it was terrible.
I was giving good advice, then you ruined it. Anyway, Carson, if you can't, we wish your mom the best. Any activity she's into.
Yeah, what is her like hobby?
Rum and Coke. That's her hobby.
Go set her up at the bar at the bowling alley. Get her drop like a $30 on the bar and say, just keep feeding her Captain Morgan's until she meets a guy. And then you go bowl your 10 frames and maybe by the end of the night. Beloved first Captain Morgan.
Well, I'm definitely not trying the sister thing. I'll let you know that one.
Yeah, I was trying to get away from that talk, but then you brought it back up. So
yeah, we're pulling a lot of this out of our, you know, what you got. And so sometimes it comes out wrong. We apologize. So we're not, we're not suggesting you find a stepsister to date, but... If it happens, weirder things have.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
You're not blood related. Just remember that.
Lord, it's like a whole new step to step, bro.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. But best of luck, Carson.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to apologize for suggesting that. Don't do that.
Yeah. I accept your apology.
You know what? Why don't you hang up, call back in, and then we'll try this again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Sometimes we need a do-over. Okay, we're going to... you know what? Here's the do-over. Boom. Oh, your mom's single? Maybe... Why don't you take her
to the church?
Yeah, yes. There it is. Take her to the church.
Church bazaar.
Find out the potluck date. You know, help her make the casserole and find her a man of God.
Yeah, that's the way to move. Don't go...
Father Tom, Carson.
That doesn't work either.
He's a man of the cloth. Honest.
He's married to the church. You can't marry your mom.
I mean,
on Saturdays.
On Saturdays? That's not how the church works, Carson. Jeez Louise, you know.
I'm starting to begin to realize why your mom hall monitors you so much.
Yeah, seriously. I don't trust your ass either. I'm going to be calling you tonight. Make sure you're in bed by your curfew.
Make sure you check
right?
in with us at 9 p.m. and let us know where you're at.
Yeah, Carson, you call us back in 2 hours. We might want to make sure you're still breathing, okay?
I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time.
Too late, Carson. What?
I saw you at the state fair.
Oh, did you?
Right down the street.
Thanks for coming out.
Show. I really appreciate you putting on a good one.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for coming out.
To another show?
He went to the state fair show.
Absolutely. He'd go to another one, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
I learned when I was a personal trainer. How do you know someone's happy with your training?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. How do you know someone's happy with your training? They buy more training from you. If they go to another show, they're happy with your comedy show.
Well, that's Carson. Thank you very much for patronizing me twice. You know, your patron. No, I didn't mean it like you're patronizing me. I mean, I thank you for your patronage, Carson. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's the way I'm supposed to say it.
Tell your mom that Charlie says hi.
Yeah, tell your mom I says, yeah, I'm single.
Watch out for stepsisters.
Watch out for them.
Jeez, Louise.
Makes Thanksgiving very awkward. Okay. All right, Carson. Be good, fella.
See you, buddy.
Thank you guys for the podcast. I appreciate it. I'm just going to keep drinking Purple Sundays and keep on listening.
Hell yeah. Good to see you, man. Or hear you, I guess. See ya. Goodbye. Bye.
Yeah.
I did not think that one all the way through, Charles.
No. You know, sometimes you go in with the best of intentions and you end up recommending a fella fornicate with his stepsister, and
that'll happen.
It did happen.
You'll have that on these bigger podcasts.
Yeah.
Man. Sometimes I start a sentence, I don't know where it's going to end, you know?
No. And that's the beauty of life, isn't it? You know, sometimes it's you just start saying words and you got to complete the sentence. And sometimes when you complete it, you're like, ah, whoops.
That just happened to you?
Yeah. I like to throw words out there and see how I make them magically meld together.
Let's get you another drink,
buddy. Let's get another caller.
Hello. Who do we got on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Bradley.
Bradley.
So yeah. What?
Nice name.
What's going on, Bradley?
Thank you. Well, you know, for starters, thank you guys for having me on here.
It's our pleasure. So
basically, I'm starting high school in like 2 weeks, and I was wondering if you could give me some tips on what to do.
Tips to start high school. Where are you? Mm-hmm. Where are you starting this high school?
I'm starting this at Brighton High School.
Where is Brighton High School?
In Brighton, Michigan.
Brighton, Michigan.
All right.
Tips to starting high school in the Midwest. Miles, what do you think?
Well, are you in any activities?
Well, I'm joining the bowling league. So
yes,
that's gonna
you
be fun.
Are. Bradley, yes, you are. Joining the bowling league, you're already off to a great start.
What else you like to do? What else are you doing? Yep. It sounded like you had more to say.
I play a lot of chess as well.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Do you play euchre?
I do not, no.
If you learn how to play euchre...
But I do play a lot of blackjack.
Blackjack's... he's a gambler. He's a gambler. That's good.
Yeah, he's like 14 and he's a gambler.
Yeah, he's figuring it out. Listen, the more card games you can play...
It's in my jeans.
It is in your jeans. Yeah, deck of cards.
So you're wearing jeans right now? Is that what you said?
No, I hate jeans, but it's in my family's jeans.
Oh, okay.
It's in his family jeans. We had the same terrible joke, by the way. Except
do you have a pair of jeans that gets passed down?
Yeah. Jeez, he's doubling down on it. Do you what how do you think high school is going to go? Were you a popular man on campus in grade school or
here's the thing. So I used to go to a Catholic school and this high school's not Catholic, so I don't know anyone there.
Oh,
so you're just doing starting new.
You're doing a Febreze start, fresh start, huh?
Fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know anything about chess, so I don't think I can help there.
He doesn't need help. He's good at chess.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, I don't know if it's like there's a chess team or if it's an individual thing. I don't know anything about that. But the bowling thing sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think you get bowling going, and then I think you just start to explore your mind and say, what could I potentially be interested in, and get into some of those activities too.
Yeah, I would say you got to approach high school with the yes mentality. You never know. Someone says, hey, you want to try this new thing? Say yes.
Unless it's drugs.
Jeez, if anyone says anything, offers you drug, you what? Just say no, okay?
Say yes.
No, Bradley, say no to drugs.
Did you were you in DARE growing up?
No.
Scruff McGruff will kick your ass if you do drugs.
All
okay?
you gotta remember is DARE stands for drugs are really illegal. Okay.
See, Miles knows how to spell.
Yeah, yes. I know that. So
do not be a yes guy unless it's drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have any sports you're gonna play aside for bowling?
I'm not really a big sports guy. I do play a lot of video games, though.
So. Are you saying that chess isn't a sport, Charlie?
Chess, first of all, chess and bowling are sports. I was not saying that. I just said it's any other sports.
Gotcha.
What is your favorite video game? Duck Hunt? GoldenEye?
I have played Duck Hunt before. I'm terrible at it. I play a lot of Minecraft.
Minecraft. So
that's a big thing as well.
I'm a little bit of a
watch a lot of YouTube.
I'm a little bit of a fish out of water right now. I'm not gonna lie. Never played Minecraft before.
Mm. Neither have I.
How often do you play outside?
Well, is never an option.
No, it's not never an option. Go start playing outside. You'll have fun. Scrape your knees. Well, get your jeans dirty.
Go play Minecraft in real life. Just start putting blocks together.
Yeah, but why would I go outside if I can watch Charlie Behrens and You Betcha on YouTube?
You can. Well, if you're watching us on YouTube, forget about your stress. Just stay inside. Never go outside.
On YouTube, watch everything you can. Yeah. I actually redact that entire thing about playing outside after that.
Do you have a bicycle? Do you like to go biking?
I did have a bicycle, but then I fell down, so we just got rid of it.
You fell down?
By that, I mean, I scraped my knee.
It wasn't broken. You could have... Did you break the bike in the fall?
I think this is a great life lesson. Sometimes in life, you're going to fall off the bike. You're going to scrape your knee. Mm. But that doesn't mean you need to sell the bicycle. You just get back on it and keep pedaling.
That was so philosophical, Miles. Did you hear what he said there, Bradley? So maybe it's worth giving biking another go.
I'd say maybe get another bike helmet and get back on the bike.
Sure.
Yeah.
Here, I'll get a bike right now.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Miles will send you his credit card info.
Yeah. Just email mandawalkminute.com or Gmail or whatever.
All right.
No, I would say if you're going to high school, real advice, just say yes to like doing new activities and all that stuff. Mm.
Even if they're outside, you're too young to say, I want to stay inside all the time. Hey, you know,
don't be afraid of the sun. Yeah. Don't be afraid of the sun.
Just
make sure you're covered up, get some sunscreen on.
Enjoy the planet while it's here. You got like 25 years left.
They make knee pads for a reason when you ride a bicycle. If you fall off, then you won't scuff your knee. So
he's not going to ride a knee pad while he's biking. He's going to get made fun of in high school.
Well, I mean, I'm a cheap kind of guy. You know, I don't want to spend too much money on a bike.
Duct tape pillows to your knees. No one will make fun of you then.
Or just keep the training wheels on and then you won't fall off your bike.
Yeah, that's something. You know, that could just be a power move. Yeah,
roll up to
high school with training
wheels on. No, I promise there'll be no one that will have anything to say about that.
Yeah. That'd be badass. Okay. I mean, listen, you might get made fun of in the short term, but in the long term, you're a legend.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I should try it.
Yeah.
First day of school, roll up on the bike with the training wheels, ass out the prom queen, and if she goes home on the bike with training wheels with you, I mean, what is anyone going to say to you?
Yeah, nothing. Power move.
I think that's day one. That's what you need to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. We taught you a lot today, Bradley.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank
you. Also, really quick before we go, my mom says hi from Facebook. She's not here right now, but she watches you guys on Facebook.
Tell your mom Wee says hi, will you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sweet, man. Hopefully, go outside, get a little grass stains on the clothes. Maybe get a little sunburned, scuff up the knee a little bit.
Yeah, and watch for deer while you're out there.
Yeah.
All right, I will.
All right, real good.
Okay, thank you guys for the advice.
No, Bradley, thank you for listening to it.
See you, man.
Yeah, no problem. All right, Bye.
You play outside as a kid, Charlie?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
You kidding me? We didn't have video games.
We had video games, but my mom would yell at us and make us go outside. A lot of sports in the backyard.
Yeah,
we actually had a worn spot in an area where we had home plate.
Worn spot for home plate. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
It was the batter's box was all worn down to dirt.
Yeah, because you were sitting there spitting in it like one of the big leaguers and rubbing your spikes.
I mean, when you hit dingers in the backyard, you tend to spin your feet a little bit in the batter's box and chews up the grass.
You were quite the athlete back in the day.
Well, I know.
Let's put up the picture of Miles as a quarterback with the long hair.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, that was the downfall. I was peaked before that in high school.
Oh,
that was
really?
College, yeah.
High school
peak. I peaked in high school, so.
Yeah. It's nice to know when your peak was, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just go outside and play, kids.
Let's talk about you peaking in high school some more.
No, we're going to take another caller.
Okay. Hey there, Fleet Farm fans. I want to tell you about Fido's headquarter. Chewed toys, cozy beds.
I think Fleet Farm is Fido's headquarters, is what it sounds like to me.
Fleet Farm is Fido's headquarters. Chewed toys, cozy beds, pet sweaters, favorite treats, and more. Choose from Diamond, Blue Buffalo, Sprout, Iams, Purina. Is that Iams? Iams. Mine's got to have Iams. Remember when that commercial came out? I'm doing terrible with this read. Find something for all your pets at the Fleet
Farm. Charlie, do you have a pet?
I had a dog. He died. Thanks.
Okay.
Our selection is so huge, and it just keeps getting better and better. And, you know, I'm excited.
Once in a while, you like to just go hang out in the dog
pet section.
The pet section. Just to remember.
What was.
Yeah.
Murphy used to chew a toy like that before, you know, he
kicked the bucket. He
pointed it at his last bird.
Yeah.
No, my folks have a dog, Smitty. He's a bird dog.
All their stuff, pointer. Right? Is Fleet Farm?
They go to Fleet Farm. Yeah,
Fleet
you bet. Fleet Farm. And
your dog will love it.
Your dog, and your dog will even like the stuff that's not a toy for him. You know,
yeah, mostly it's going to be like the packaging they're going to want to tear up.
Yeah, so packaging. You get anything that's wood and they'll chew the hell out of that. So dogs love everything. Bring your dog into Fleet
Head
Farm.
Head on down to the dog HQ, Fidos.
Can you bring your dog into Fleet Farm? Probably not, because the dogs will just point at the birds.
This is frozen.
Yeah, just
this
statue.
Frozen at the decoy.
Statue in aisle 4. That's great.
All right, head to the HQ.
Yeah,
Fleet Farm.
Get on over there. Hello. Welcome to the
belly. Holy cripes.
Oh, cripes. Who is this?
My name's Sam.
Sam.
I am Charlie. This is Miles. Where are you calling us from, Sam?
I'm calling from Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
Oh, Cedarburg, right up the way. Nice downtown they got over there.
Oh, yeah, we got all the good stuff. Caramel apples, wine, shopping.
A river runs through it. You got that river over there.
Talk to me about the caramel apples
a
little
now,
bit.
Oh, it's Charlie.
It's green?
It's a creek.
Oh, it's
Cedar Creek. It's not a river.
Oh, it's a creek. You go creek or crick?
Talk to me about the caramel apples. Let's not move past those. I don't got a lot of people bragging about caramel apples here. What's going on with that?
Oh, they're pretty loaded up. My wife used to make them. And Amy's Caramel Apples, they get enough publicity. But Blue Ribbon, I believe, from the State Fair. So you know they're good.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, them sound really good.
I don't remember the last time I had a caramel apple. I just remember it being a very sticky situation.
They cut them up now for you.
Cut them up. Yeah. How old were you? Like 8? Were you one of the guys with just caramel all over your mouth? You didn't know how to do it? I think Miles is laughing at himself. I'm out of the loop on why he's laughing.
Such a great joke. What do you mean? It's a sticky situation.
Oh, it's a sticky situation? God, that's not a good joke. That's awful.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's on your mind here?
Belly up here. What's on your mind?
Well, I need some advice on a family situation.
What's the family situation? Let us know.
Doesn't involve any stepsisters or anything, does it?
Oh, no, no, okay, no. That's it, good. It involves potato salad.
Oh, potato salad drama. All right, what's happening?
Well, recently, my grandma passed away.
God rest her soul. I'm sorry to hear that.
And, you know, a spot kind of opened up at the family picnic because grandma was the one who brought the potato salad.
Okay, I see where and, this is going, yeah.
You know, it's big shoes to fill, and
she had large
another
feet?
Family member.
She had large feet.
She didn't have large feet. No, just
it's a figure of speech.
Okay. Metaphorically, gotcha. Yeah.
No, we're picking up what you're putting down here. So,
all right, good. And go ahead.
Another family member decided to step in grandma's shoes and tripped over the high set bar.
Oh, yeah, you get it exactly. Now, you know, Grandma, she left us the recipe, but she didn't really leave us the recipe, you know?
That's her, like, you ever seen the show Everybody Loves Raymond? Or heard of it?
No.
So the mother-in-law intentionally leaves out ingredients on the recipe she gives to her daughter-in-law, and I think you got that situation on your hands here. It's grandma's last laugh is not giving you the full recipe, huh?
Exactly. So, you know, we had our family summer picnic and, you know, the potato salad was there, but it just wasn't it. And my question is, you know, how do I convince the family member that or the rest of the family that we got to move on or get someone else in there? Or
I mean, I have a great idea
about it.
I have a great idea.
Miles has a great idea. And usually when he says I have a great idea, it's an awful idea. So
no, this one actually is a good idea.
All right. What is it?
So what you're going to do is you're going to hold another picnic. Side picnic is what I'm going to call it. It's going to be a side.
Okay.
It's going to be a side picnic. And the reason for it is it's going to be in memory of your grandmother. And you are going to say, all right, let's take grandma's potato salad recipe and we're all going to compete to see who can make the best potato salad using her recipe. And the winner is the one that gets to bring it to the real picnic.
This is actually a good idea. Usually Miles's ideas are shit and this one is awesome.
So you make it like a fun in remembrance of grandma event. And then you just make sure that you're getting the cream of the crop in terms of potato salad and award them the ability to bring it to the other picnic, the real picnic.
But you must have impartial judges, unbiased judges.
Yep. Okay.
They cannot be in the family. They can't be paid by anyone in the family. It's really people you kidnap at the park and tell them they have to try all the potato salads. So I actually don't kidnap. That's
wave
not
people over.
Legal. Yeah, just invite them over. They'll love it. They'll be like, oh, you got all this potato salad? Sign me up. Make sure it's a 90-degree day.
Or just go to the bar close by, set them all up, and then just have the patrons try them all, and then they vote at the end. I don't know anyone that's done the salads, so that could be a good way, too.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And can I just ask, how did this family member, by the way, can you call the family member out by name, first and last?
I don't think I should.
Yeah, that's maybe a good move. Okay.
They already know who they are. All right. What did they do wrong?
We'll see.
What'd they do wrong with the potato salad? What was their potato salad sin?
All right. Well, you know, there's a few issues. One, potatoes weren't cooked well enough. They were a little on the raw side.
Yeah, a little more chunky than you'd like.
Easy mistake to make. Too much radish. You know, I don't like all that radish in there. I'm, you know, more of a pure kind of simple potato salad. And they just went a little too hard on the radish. And three, I don't know if I can confirm this, but it may have been not real mayo. Some sort of mayo alternative.
They used, I can't believe it's not mayo in this thing. You got to be freaking kidding me.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Did they put raisins in it too? Don't you dare tell me
they
put raisins
in it.
Sounds like
they didn't use mayo. They use mayo. And that's a big mistake.
Mayo is a no-go.
So, okay. I'm not like, I do love a good potato salad, but I think I like my potato salad a little more mustardy than I do like creamy. Mm. Does that make sense or am I off base there?
Well, it's your taste buds. You're welcome to.
I like a mustard potato salad.
So that's what you're going for is more of a mustard than less of a creamy one?
Well, that's not what grandma did, but I would be open to it.
So you don't even want grandma's potato salad. You just want a new mustardy potato salad is what you're saying.
Well, don't get me on that. I mean, grandma's can still hear us here. So,
But she loves you and she would understand.
I guess I'll know when I meet her.
You'll know again. Yep, that'll happen. Yeah, do you think there's potato salad in heaven? That's a real question.
Well, yeah, grandma's making it.
There's gotta be.
Yeah. Well, we can all take solace in that. And whatever you do with this big potato salad party, just don't let it sit out in the sun too long. Everyone will get the runs.
Yeah,
okay?
you're gonna wanna have this party either inside or in the shade. That's gonna be key.
That's a good call.
Maybe have it on a crisp fall day would be maybe a good move.
Yeah. Get that cider brewing.
So what do you, my last question is, what do you think the secret ingredient that your grandmother left off before she passed away?
You know, I think it's paprika, but I'm not positive. I think she also had a way of cooking the potatoes that was different. But you know, all these techniques, they're really just lost to time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Best of luck finding who in your family has that special touch.
And I hope it doesn't tear your family apart. I've seen this happen a lot.
A potato salad can do that.
Grandma passes away, and then all of a sudden, a potato salad recipe just absolutely obliterates the relationships in a family. I've seen it countless times. And just don't be a statistic.
Yeah,
it's honestly...
Don't be a statistic.
It's a cautionary tale for everyone else. This is why you need to have someone managing your will, because it will dictate who can cook the potato or make the potato salad when all is said and done. Yeah. So it's a cautionary tale for everyone else out there. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're glad we could definitely help you here with some really solid advice.
The side picnic is the way to do it.
We'll have the contest and I'll send you some photos or something.
There we go. I love getting potato salad pics. You know, some people
sure
like
you get tons of them all the time.
Some people like feet pics. I like potato salad pics.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in and good luck on the picnic.
All right. Thanks, guys. Tell your folks I says hi.
Watch for deer, okay?
Hell yeah. See ya.
Bye-bye.
I think I actually gave good advice through all this that happened today.
It took a long time, but eventually...
Oh, your mic is...
It took a long time, but eventually you
turned
got
your mic off. Yeah, that was good advice. You were worried.
I was worried.
I recovered from the stepsister thing, okay?
Well, you keep bringing it back up.
I didn't. You
which
did.
Which is complicated.
But yeah, all in all, I think we gave that guy some good advice.
I think we did too, you know, and with families, it always gets tough and there's emotions involved. And I do really think this is why you want to have a good will set up. Again, you know, you should dictate who makes a potato salad, not for everything, but just
the
dishes people care about.
Yeah, I think the thing we learned today, Charlie, was make sure you're using real mayo and not mayno.
Mayno is... is a big problem.
Mayno way.
Although if it is left in the sun, the mayno one is not going to give you the what have you, because it's not real.
Well, guys, I appreciate you tuning in to another Bellied Up episode here.
Yeah. Thank you. It was nice having everyone belly up at the bar. And, you know, thanks to Puddlers over here in Milwaukee for letting us shoot here. I mean, these guys have been absolutely fantastic. Come in here, have a drink or treat.
And my favorite signs I got in here is 8 hours for work, 8 hours for sleep and 8 hours for what you will.
That is amazing. You know, 8 hours for what you will. And you can do all these things, by the way, in the bar. You can work in the bar, sleep in the bar, and what you will in the bar.
Was that true?
No. No coming here to sleep.
Don't sleep here. Don't work. Well, you can work here, I guess. We're doing that today. But
we are working kind of right now, aren't we?
We are. We're grinding.
Do we call this work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you have it. Well, that's it.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys, to another episode, as always. And go follow the Cripes Cast. Go follow You Betcha Radio. If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, Cripes Cast, You Betcha Radio are great options. But most importantly, go listen to You Betcha Radio. So,
and Miles, that's a really cool shirt. Where'd you get that?
I got this shirt at ohyoubetcha.com, ohyoubetcha.com.
What does it say?
This is the Bar Dice World Champion shirt.
Wow.
A shake a day keeps the doctor away. It's all on the wrist, Charles.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all on there.
Double entendre.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but it sounds cool. So.
Yeah. Charlie, you got a great shirt. Where'd you get that? Oh, this is I Survived the Midwest Goodbye. You can get that on mandawalkman.com. How about that?
I kind of wish I thought of that. I'm not going to lie.
I got him.
All right.
Got him.
You didn't think of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye-bye.